the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Baseball Edition. I'm recording this right now. Towards the end of the game. Just got home. And K-State is right now defeating, trying to complete the four-game sweep in your opening series of 2023 against Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. There, so right now, I'm recording this right now. They're playing their fourth and final game of the series, of a long series in Nenochez, Texas, where K-State offensively is really putting on them right now. So they're leading right now as I'm recording this podcast. Right now, I just got home from work and everything else like that. So there we go as well. But game three, another high scoring game in the series. And K-State put it on them in the seventh inning. This game was tied in the top of the seventh inning, and K-State put a fourth spot on them, and then they added one more to put to a 14-8 win. Pretty much clinched their first series of the season as well, and they bumped to 3-0. Could be pretty much 4-0 when this all goes wraps up. Here as well, Pete Hughes, who just got win 100 in his K-State coaching career, said, quote, "It was a good battle." And he goes on to say, "I thought we handled the adversity pretty well today. It was unfortunate that we didn't play better defense for Jackson Wentworth, who started the game. But our bullpen came through with three very good debut outings. Cater, Buss, and Wissenbaker were the difference of this game as well." And Kalen Culpepper, again, one of the veterans. Now, he was a freshman last year. Now a veteran on this team. Guy that I really like. Hit a home run in the seventh inning there to really put the clamps down on Stephen F. Austin in game three of a four-game series. Again, I'm recording this right now. K-State is leading right now as they're heading toward the end of the game here. We'll see if they can hang on here. I'll be right back on here to talk about it there as well. Let's look at the box score here real quick. K-State, 14 runs. 12 of those were earned. 12 hits, 2 errors, and my goodness, 13 left on base. Brennan Jones, once again, the catalyst this year for K-State on the leadoff man. Went 3-for-5 to plate. Kalen Culpepper put it on him. 4 RBIs. That's a game high. 4 RBIs in the game there. Roberto Pena and Jones also had 3 hits in this game. Cole Wissenbaker was mentioned in that statement there by manager Pete Hughes there. A freshman earned his first win as a K-State Wildcat. 3 2/3, 3 strikeouts, gave up only 3 hits in the game. Jackson Worth, who started the game, went 5 1/3. Corey Cater, a freshman, and Mason Buss is part of that as well. And the total of these K-State pitchers, 8 runs, 6 of them were earned on 11 hits, 7 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 3 wild pitches in the game there as well. And of course here, the Wildcats clinched their first series. You got to go back since later in the year last year, back in May, mid-May, against Baylor at home. And the K-State, well, it's 3-0. They're more than likely 4-0 here unless something drastically happens between now and when this podcast comes out. K-State, actually, I might not. I'm going to save that for later, actually. So K-State's still playing right now. But K-State, again, 3 pitchers who made their college debut over the weekend, and I already mentioned those guys already. 2 of those guys are true freshmen in there as well. So, I got nothing much right now because the other game is going on right now. But this is very look, I'll say it again. Sorry to get back on that horse. But going into the series, Stephen F. Austin went nothing. And K-State, and I gave them a chance. I said they need to split. Well, they have done more than that, and that's huge. And I know off the top of my head right now, they got Lamar later on this week as well. But they're gonna be playing this tournament, which features LSU. They're coming out very soon. But hey, I'm gonna embrace the journey right now. K-State, they and have taken care of business. They did what they had to do, and that's huge for this team. And they're kind of a little young on the young side as well. This is exciting to see some of these guys in action here as well moving forward. So K-State, again, they can hurt you offensively if they get on the right track. And also a big thing too, I better mention this because this was been one of the main topics when talking about on the weekly edition, right? And oh, by the way, if you have not downloaded by now, episode 145, you might want to do that now. Well, you can't. But look, this team needs to win on the road. They have done that. Well, at least so far, it's early in the season, but this is huge confidence. Any win you get on the road is huge because we know what Case they can do at Twinton. They're a very tough team at Twinton. They're, to this point anyways, unbeatable, in my opinion. They slip up here and there, but when their offense is on and their pitching is on, then K-State can compete with anybody. So, look, K-State doing what they need to do right now. The last time I checked, I know I've been kind of busy this afternoon. They were up 5-2 at one point in this game. I am waiting till they close out the ballgame here as well. They were in the they had runners in scoring position last time I checked. Runners on second and third, I think, as well. So they're on their way here, unless something wild happens here between now and when this episode goes out as well. So K-State baseball, and I did not mention this. I should have let off with this. K-State off to its best program or record. You got to go back since 2011. So they're on that march here, and again they got Lamar coming up. As I'm gonna switch my tab here real quick to the schedule. Wait a minute. See if it comes up here. Yes, they got Lamar on Wednesday night at Lamar as well, and then of course this weekend they got that huge tournament, which featured the number one team in the country, LSU. So they got Lamar in the middle of the week, and then. It will be in Lamar. And then they got to go to Texas again, play LSU, Sam Houston, and Iowa. So we're going to find out a lot about this team this week for sure, especially this weekend. But right now, K-State is trying to complete a sweep, and they're on track for their best start since 2011. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're a K-State fan, a student at K-State, or alum, or you're a big college fan, you just found this podcast. Thank you for finding us. Make sure you continue to spread the word, and you're new, you love what you're hearing, make sure you feel free to check out the rest of the episodes on the Pro Project Podcast feed. I am working something behind the scenes right now. There could be a slight change coming to this podcast. I don't know what it is yet. I'm working on a couple other things behind the scenes right now. When I know what it is, I will talk about it. So definitely, make sure if you're a K-State fan, make sure you keep everything locked to the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. You can find me on Twitter. If you have a question about K-State sports, definitely find me there at Eddie_EG3. K-State, for the time being, 3-0, looking to make it 4-0 by Emma's bedtime. You have been listening to another edition of the Postcast Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Go Cats.